Welcome, Tyndale. Welcome to Abide. Week one, prayer and meditation on the I Am the Bread of Life, John chapter 6. I'm so glad to be here with you. And I invite you to find a place at home or wherever you are to be quiet, to be still, where you can close the door and pull away and not be bothered for the next 30 minutes. You want your body to be in a posture where you are comfortable yet alert. So that might be sitting down, upright in a chair, lying down, you choose. God is the Lord of our mind, our body, and our heart. And so we'll begin this prayer by just noticing our breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Just beginning to relax any tension in the body. Starting by relaxing the face, the jaw, relaxing your neck, allowing your shoulders to rest back and down, resting the hips, and relaxing all the way down to your feet. And as we inhale, we exhale from the top of our heads all the way down to the feet, just releasing any tension in the body and settling into this prayer time. And as we scan the body, this can be a time of gratitude and praise for this very moment, for this very day that God has given us and that we have chosen to set aside for God, for connection, for healing, for rest. Feel free to have your eyes closed or open in a gentle gaze as we move more into this prayer time. I invite you to take all your concerns, the stresses of the day, things that happened this morning, and things that are going to happen after this prayer time. I just invite you to put all of these thoughts, all of the demands, all the lists, and just set them into a basket in front of you, one by one. Each assignment, each commitment, maybe things that are weighing heavy on your heart right now. Just set each one of those in a basket in front of you. And you can just set them aside for now and be free of them. Being with God is so wonderful. We get to lay down all of our burdens we carry and take a rest. And we'll move now into a time of gratitude, a time to enliven our hearts and awaken our minds to all that God is doing in our very own lives. And so I'm going to put a minute on the clock and give you a silent moment, a silent minute, to just ponder all of the things that are good in your life right now. All the things that are rich and beautiful and life-giving. Maybe surprises that God has brought to you in the last 24 hours. Spend time thinking on these things, and I'll give you a minute. Wonderful job. Take this time now to have another inhale and an exhale, just releasing any burdens that might have come up. And during this time of prayer, your thoughts are going to wander. They're going to wander into things that are coming in the future, and they're going to wander back into the past. So there'll be a lot of wanderings. And just gently bring yourself back to my voice and back to this time, and back to Jesus. We all understand. So give yourself a lot of compassion, as Jesus does, and just return back when your mind wanders. We'll begin with our scripture now in John chapter 6. Verses 25 to 40. Hear the word of the Lord. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. Hear this word and allow the Spirit to rest upon you and to guide your thoughts. And I'll give you a moment in silence here. I'm going to read this passage again, and just notice where your heart settles and what your ears are drawn to and what images strike you as we read this again. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Allow these words once again to wash over you. May they be a shelter of love as the Spirit guides you. This passage, we all know what bread is. We know that we eat it and it tastes good. But do we really know what life is? It seems that much of the human existence is a kind of collective sleepwalking rather than really being alive. We get caught up in collective thoughts and ideas and opinions. We will not understand Jesus as the bread of life unless we understand how he feeds life. How do we wake up? How do we heal? How do we satisfy this deep hunger? I believe it's contact with the reality, with the bread of life, living and active. I'm thankful for these thoughts by Richard Rohr. To wake us up from a sleepy stupor and hungering after things that do not satisfy. And so I ask you, what might you be investing your time, your energy, your thought life in that spoils, that runs dry, or that doesn't satisfy? Jesus says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Oh, that gentleman, that Son of Man, how he gives to us so generously. Even as we breathe in and out, we're reminded that he is sustaining us. Even as we hear the sounds of life happening in our house or wherever we are, we realize how he is sustaining our homes full of people or our apartments or the traffic we might hear or the birds we might hear. He is life. He is sustenance and nutrients for the whole world. There is none like him. May we rest here from working for the food that spoils. May we recognize bread of life. And how it endures. What must we do to do the works of that God requires? They asked. Jesus answered, the work of God is this. To believe in the one he sent. I wonder if we really believe. I wonder what our thoughts are throughout the day. I wonder what those voices are. Are they of faith and hope and belief? Or are they doubt sorrow, frustration, fatigue. Oh, the Lord knows these very well. He knows we need food. He knows we need shelter, friendship. And He provides these things, and He just asks that we would believe. We would believe Him. We would believe in the unseen. And so I ask you now, to maybe just scan over your thought life. Maybe it needs a boost of belief. I love in the Gospel of Mark where it says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help me. Help us, Lord. Help us in these times where we feel weak, tired, and need your enduring sustenance. Believe. Those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Lord, why is it so hard for us to come to you? To come into those welcoming arms and to set down our basket full of woe and frustration and responsibility. Why is it so hard to surrender? Come to me, you say. I will never drive one of these away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. O Lord, draw our hearts to come to you. Draw all of our hungers to come to you, the bread of life. So fascinating that you are bread, like the beautiful breads we eat each day, the food, the friendships, the beauty of the earth. You give us all these wonderful things, and yet all these things shall pass away. And so there is another kind of bread, a bread that is beyond all words, but one that's eternal, that is sustaining us, that is giving us life and breath. And so, Lord, thank you for providing bread, but also providing the bread of life. Teach us. Deep and nutritious this bread is. And now I'm going to read the passage one more time so that we might just rest on the words and rest on what the Spirit of God has brought to each and every one of us. And once again, if your thoughts travel here and travel there, just gently bring them back into this shelter of love here. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." And then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread of heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." And then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Oh Jesus, thank you for this richness. Draw our hearts to the food that never spoils. Strengthen our bodies, minds, and spirits to believe. Humble us to come to you. Because as we come to you, we are fed, we are filled, we are sustained. That's how you created it. You created us that we would need you, that we would hunger, and when we would hunger, we would come to you, and we may be held and loved and known. Help us in this, Lord, we pray. And we'll end our time of prayer today saying, "Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen."